No fracking, no way. No fracking, no way. No fracking.
It has been said that groups operating in a vacuum would be so much more powerful as a coalition. On Wednesday, multiple groups discovered the power of their collective voice. Diverse groups such as the Colorado Progressive Coalition, Rights for All People, Food and Water Watch, 350.org, Echo Justice Ministries, SEIU, Fossil Free CU, and the American Indian Movement joined together outside of the state capitol to force legislators to see their numbers. About 200 people gathered.
When the livestock are impounded, they are auctioned off, and most of the younger female sheep are taken from their owners to keep the residents from increasing their flock.
Sophie Holy Elkface is with Denver Natives for Climate Justice. She's a 15-year-old Otoe Dakota native who talked about climate change effects on her livelihood.
It's a reciprocal relationship that my people have had for hundreds of thousands of years. Sheep is life for my people. Without land and sheep, we do not exist. It is now our time for our younger generations to stand up for our elders and protect the Back Mesa lands from further coal mining expansion. We are committed to protecting the elements, our Mother Earth, all her children, because someone thought of us seven generations ago, and we are going to continue thinking of people for the next seven generations to come.
No way! No way!
Mi nombre es Jorge Jiménez, soy miembro de Derechos para Todos, un grupo en pro de los derechos de los inmigrantes. I moved to this country looking for a better future for my family, but this country, the land of the opportunity, but global warming is jeopardizing that future, the future of my children, the future of our children. That's why I'm here today, because all these profit-hungry corporations are just poisoning the whole world, not only this country or third world countries, everybody, everywhere. Low-income people like me are also really affected, one of the most affected, because we cannot move to any other place. We don't see fracking going on in their gated communities. We don't see fracking in their summer houses or their retreats. All they're doing it is in where low-income people live, where everybody's just working to survive. That's why I'm here today, to urge everybody joining you together that switching to a clean energy economy benefits all of us. That way we can ensure that we leave a better future for our children's children, for everybody. All together, fighting, united, I think we can do it. Si se puede!
My name is Nick Stubler, a student at the University of Denver. I'm working with the Divest EU, it's a student group at the University of Denver, to urge our administration to divest from fossil fuels.
How's that going so far this semester?
So this is our beginning of our third year. We're gaining momentum rapidly. We've met with the chancellor twice. We've presented to the Board of Trustees, but came up against some walls over the summer, unfortunately. The chancellor denied all five of our main asks, including to form an investigative committee on the issue. So we held a peaceful protest at her inauguration on September 18th, which gained quite a bit of, I think, positive attention. And after that, the faculty president, the University of Denver, the faculty senate president, reached out to us to form an investigative committee. So in the process of forming a committee with the faculty senate.
Independent of administration.
Correct. So our goal right now is to gain an official endorsement from the faculty senate and just continue building the movement and support behind it to pressure the administration to divest from fossil fuels.
People gonna rise with the water. We're gonna calm this crisis down. I hear the voices of my great-granddaughter saying, shut down Keystone now. People gonna rise with the water. We're gonna calm this crisis down. I hear the voices of my great-granddaughter saying, climate justice now. People gonna rise with the water. We're gonna calm this crisis down. I hear the voices of my great-grandfather.
My name is Ahmed and I come from Uganda. I am a community activist for climate change. I'm trying to help my people in my community to adapt to climate change currently, because we are farmers and what lifts our livelihood is agriculture. And of recent we've been facing so much problems with agriculture because of the unpredictable climate. Too much rain sometimes, it's very dry sometimes, the crops dry out, so we've been having so many losses. But we are trying to work towards finding a solution that is long-lasting, that can help our farmers adapt to these effects and losses because of climate change. For example, we are trying to help our farmers practice climate-smart agriculture through giving them improved seeds that are more resilient to drought or weather, and also helping them use best practices to improve yield in their gardens, because apparently yield has been going down over the years.
The People's Climate Movement took place in 150 other cities nationwide. Fossil Free CU has promised to raise the level and frequency of their actions this year. Irene Rodriguez, KGNU, Denver.